Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Paskatyari Satarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gauravakavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
O best of the Pandu dynasty, Maharaj Parikshit, the king of the Sindhu and Sovira states, Maharaj Rahugana, had great faith in discussions of the absolute truth. Being thus qualified, he heard from Yalabharata that philosophical presentation which is approved by all scriptures on the mystic yoga process and which slackens the knot in the heart. His material conception of himself as a king was thus destroyed. He immediately descended from his palanquin and fell flat on the ground with his head at the lotus feet of Yalabharata in such a way that he might be excused for his insulting words against the great Brahmana. He then prayed as follows.
Shukadeva Goswami nastavi, o najbolji od Pandu dinastije, Maharaja Parikshite, kralj država Sindhu i Sauvira, Maharaj Rahugana, je imao veliku vjeru u razgovore o apsolutnoj istini. Tako kvalificiran, čuo je filozofsko izlaganje Džada Barate o procesu mistične joge, koje potvrđuju svi spisi i koje slabi čvor u srcu. Njegova materijalna odmah je sišao sa nosiljke i pao na zemlju, spustivši glavu pred lotusova stopala Džada Barate, tako da bi mu bile oproštene uvredljive riječi koje je učinio prema velikom Brahmani. Onda je počeo moliti na sljedeći način.
So here Rahugnath regrets his great offense against the lotus feet of Maharaj Bharata and falls down before him, begging for to be excused.
Ovdje Rahugana žali zbog svoje velike uvrede pred lotusovim stopalima Džada Barate i pada pred njega da bi mu bilo oprošteno za njegovu uvredu.
As we know, this is actually the only way which a person can adopt after having committed an offense against a Vaishnava. He has to go to him his forgiveness.
Kao što znamo, to je jedina stvar koju osoba može poduzeti kada uvredi Vaishnavu. Mora otići njemu i moliti ga za oproštaj.
If due to pride or another obstacle he doesn't do so, it will be very difficult for him to develop his Krishna consciousness.
Ako zbog ponosa ili neke druge prepreke ne učini tako, bit će mu vrlo teško da razvije svoju svjesnost Krišne.
No, I'm looking at your wonderful t-shirt, not that's all. Not looking at you. That's a point here which is being made.
To je poanta koja se ovdje ističe.
A second point in this purport is something which I find very nice for preaching. It is a question which Maharaj Vishvamitra put to Maharaj Dasharatha.
Druga poanta ovom stihu je nešto što ja smatram vrlo važnim za propovjedanje, a to je pitanje koje Maharaj Dasharat postavlja Vishvamitri.
I think we should also greet ourselves like this.
Ja mislim da mi također jedni druge trebamo na taj način pozdravljati.
instead of dobrodošli, we should say ahishtam yattad puna janma jayaya.
Dobrodošli trebamo reći to. Sanskrit.
Are you successful in your endeavor to conquer birth and death?
Jesi li uspješan u svom pokušaju da savladaš rođenje i smrt?
We would be immediately fully conscious of our real duty in this human form of life.
Odmah bismo postali potpuno svjesni naše prave dužnosti u ovom ljudskom obliku života.
Yes, we must be successful in our endeavor to conquer birth and death.
Moramo biti uspješni u našem naporu u pobjeđivanju rođenja i smrti.
What is this success?
A što je taj uspjeh?
In the Bhagavad Gita we understand that at the time of our unavoidable death we this subtle impression in our mind will carry us to our next destination.
Iz Bhagavad Gita shvaćamo da subtilna impresija u našem umu će nas dovesti do narednog odredišta.
In our mind there will be a subtle impression, you could almost call it like a subtle form.
U našem umu će biti suptilna impresija i možemo je nazvati suptilnim oblikom čak.
And we will be carried by this subtle impression to the groovy, to the gross form, to the, our next body.
I ta suptilna impresija će nas odvesti do našeg drugog ili do grubog tijela.
Therefore it's very important what we think of at the time of death.
Stoga je veoma važno na što mislimo u trenutku smrti.
Now you will be interested to hear that at the time of death you cannot force your thoughts in a certain direction because you simply lack the strength. You're just too confused and too much in pain and fear and anxiety.
Zanimat će vas da čujete da u trenutku smrti ne možete na silu nešto misliti jer previše ste u tjeskobi, previše uznemireni.
What you think of at the time of death is not under your control at that time.
U trenutku smrti nije pod vašom kontrolom ono što mislite.
But before that time it is under your control.
Ali prije toga jeste.
You can prepare yourself in such a way that the thoughts at the time of death will be beneficial for your ongoing journey.
Možete se pripremiti na takav način da misli u trenutku smrti će biti povoljne za vaš za nastavak vašeg putovanja.
Now how to prepare yourself?
Kako se pripremiti?
Preparation must be we must start today.
Moramo danas započeti s pripremama.
And the thing is we must purify our heart.
I moramo pročistiti svoje srce.
That's the first step.
To je prvi korak.
Now we speak of travel preparations.
Govorimo o pripremama za putovanje.
Like today I will go to Split and just 1 hour before I leave I will pack my things.
Danas idem za Split i jedan sat prije nego što krenem spakirat ću svoje stvari.
I personally do not like to pack things, so therefore I always do it at the very last minute.
Osobno ne volim pakirati stvari i stoga radim u posljednji čas. Pakiram.
Now, when we think of the journey of death, we can't think like that.
Kada mislimo na na putovanje, onda ne možemo tako razmišljati.
If we do it the very last minute, it won't work.
Ako radimo u zadnji čas, onda neće funkcionirati, neće uspjeti.
There is a story of a man who did it the last minute.
Postoji priča o čovjeku koji je to učinio u posljednjem trenutku.
What he wanted to achieve is to do something so that the messengers of death would not touch him but run away.
On je htio učiniti da glasnici smrti ga ne dodirnu, već da odu od njega.
So he smeared his whole body with stool, thinking that he would smell so bad that no one would come close.
On je namazao cijelo svoje tijelo sa izmetom, tako da nikomu ne bi želio prići.
But of course the Yamadutas didn't care.
Ali Yamadute nisu marili za to.
After all, they have subtle bodies.
I oni su nakon svega imali i suptilna tijela.
They are not disturbed by things on the gross platform.
Njih ne uznemiravaju stvari na grubom nivou.
We have to start now if we want to conquer death.
Ako želimo pobijediti smrt, moramo sada započeti s pripremama.
We have to purify our hearts from all material contaminations.
Moramo pročistiti svoje srca od svih materijalnih kontaminacija.
So, are you successful in conquering birth and death?
Jeste li uspješni u savladavanju rođenja i smrti?
Everyone should ask themselves this question.
Svako treba se zapitati to pitanje.
You can't think of this in the last minute.
Ne možete na to misliti u zadnjoj minuti.
You have to start now.
Morate sada započeti.
Immediately.
Odmah.
Maybe you do not believe that you will die.
Možda ne vjerujete da ćete umrti.
What do you think, Hrvoje?
Šta misliš, Hrvoje?
Ja sam young.
Ja sam mlad.
It's not yet time. Dying, that's something for old people.
Još nije vrijeme. Umiranje, to je nešto za stare ljude.
No, Hrvoje, this is wrong.
Ne, Hrvoje, to je pogrešno.
First of all, you will be an old person.
Prije svega i ti ćeš ostariti.
And second of all, who knows, you know, maybe Manupati, Manushreshta, or your Sangitan driver is falling asleep. Manushvara.
A i ko zna, možda će se tvoj Sangitan vozač uspavati.
On the car.
U automobilu.
He's awake now.
On je sada budan.
But who knows what is then?
Ali ko zna što će se tada desiti?
Good. These are some points.
To su neke poante.
Now I wanted to also talk on another subject matter. Today we have the disappearance day of Gokishore Das Babaji, so I wanted to glorify him a little bit.
Danas je dan odlaska Gokishore Das Babajija i želio sam ga malo slaviti.
Gokishore Das Babaji is, as you all know, the spiritual master of His Divine Grace Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur.
Kao što svi znate, Gokishore Das Babaji je duhovni učitelj njegove božanske milosti Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakura.
In his life he gave a great example of renunciation.
U svom životu dao je veliki primjer odvojenosti.
He was so renounced that all he ate was just some dal soaked in soaked together with rice in a pot of Ganges water. He didn't even cook.
Bio je toliko odvojen da je samo jeo šaku dala pomješanu s rižom i uronjenu u vodu Gange.
Now it was known that he had great spiritual realizations, and as a result many people wanted to go and look at him or ask his advice.
Bilo je poznato da je on imao velike duhovne spoznaje i mnogi ljudi su ga želi vidjeti i pitati ga za savjet.
Amongst them were very famous and rich people who wanted to build him houses or give him great gifts.
Među njima je bilo poznatih i bogatih ljudi koji su mu željeli izgraditi veliku kuću ili davati razne poklone.
But by his exemplary renunciation he never accepted any of this.
Ali svojim primjernom odvojenošću nikad nije prihvatio ništa od toga.
It is described fame follows a person like a shadow.
Opisano je da slava prati osobu poput sjene.
He cannot escape.
Ne može pobjeći od nje.
And this was the situation of Bhakti of Gokishore Das Babaji, but he didn't want that fame.
To je bila situacija Gorkeshwar Das Babaji-a, ali on nije želio tu slavu.
Because he knew that this fame is a great intoxication for the eternal soul with material identification.
Jer je on znao da vječnu dušu slava jako opija i čini da se poistovjećuje, materijalno poistovjećuje.
If you accept the praise of others, your identification with the body becomes very, very tight.
Ako prihvatite to što drugi slave, onda vaše poistovjećivanje s tijelom postaje vrlo snažno.
So, in order to avoid the fame of the people, he lived, you won't believe it, he lived in a latrine.
I da bi izbjegavao to da ga ljudi slave, on je živio u
the toilet,
u WC-u.
Toiletto, yes, yes. No, there was no water toilets there, so
Toiletto,
yes. Now, this might sound extremely difficult to understand.
To može izgledati vrlo teško za shvatiti.
How can someone live in a toilet?
Kako neko može živjeti u toaletu?
Isn't it? We would think of maybe something went wrong in his emotional life, you know.
Mi smo pomislili možda nešto se čudno desilo, promijenilo u, možda se nešto pogrešno desilo u njegovom emocionalnom životu.
But you have to understand, great transcendentalist is on a totally different level than an ordinary man.
Ali morate shvatiti da je veliki transcendentalist na potpuno drugčijem nivou od običnog čovjeka.
He doesn't see the world like we see it.
On ne vidi svijet kao što ga mi vidimo.
He doesn't really he's on another level of perception.
On je na drugom nivou percepcije.
He's always together with Krishna.
On je uvijek zajedno s Krišnom.
He doesn't see this world of material objects like we see it.
On ne vidi ovaj svijet materijalnih objekata kao što ga mi vidimo.
Krishna and his whole spiritual kingdom exist in the heart and also in each atom.
Krishna u svom cijelom duhovnom kraljevstvu postoji u srcu i u svakom atomu također.
It's like a parallel world which exists side by side to our material world.
To je kao paralelni svijet koji istovremeno paralelno postoji sa ovim našim materijalnim svijetom.
So Gorkeshwar Das Babaji, being on that highest level of Krishna consciousness, was living in that atmosphere.
Gorkeshwar Das Babaji je bio na tom najvišem nivou svjesnosti Krišne i živio je u takvoj atmosferi, visokoj atmosferi.
Once, see, there is another spiritual master called Jagannath Das Babaji, who was on the same level.
Živio je još jedan duhovni učitelj koji se zvao Jagannath Das Babaji i koji je bio na istom nivou.
Once his disciple Bihari brought to him a few rich people.
Njegov učenik Bihari jednom je doveo do njega nekoliko,
was a king or someone like that.
Nekoliko bogatih ljudi, jedan od njih je vjerojatno bio kralj.
And they wanted to know about Krishna consciousness from Jagannath Das Babaji.
I oni su željeli, ti ljudi su željeli saznati nešto od Jagannath Das Babaji-a o svjesnosti Krišne.
But when they came to him,
ali kada su došli do njega,
he took up a stick,
on je uzeo štap
and waved with the stick, very heavy,
i zamahao vrlo žestoko sa štapom
and was shouting hat hat,
i uzvikivao je čibe čibe
čibe čibe. No, hat 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 means just the sound, not the hat. Yeah.
No, I will translate it as you are chasing dog.
Yeah, yeah, chibi chibi, okay. Mm-hmm. Chibi chibi. So, he was...
it's not exactly Croatian.
Yeah. Later, Bihari asked, why did you do this? These were very respectable gentlemen.
Kasnije se učenik Bihari pitao, zašto si to učinio? To su bila vrlo ugledna gospoda.
And the answer was, no, I didn't want to chase them away.
Odgovor je bio, nisam ih ja želio otjerati.
In Vrindavan,
u Vrindavanu,
at Radhakund,
na Radhakundu,
there was a goat eating on the tulasi plant.
Jedan jarac je jeo biljku tulasi.
And I wanted to chase that goat away.
I htio sam tog jarca otjerati.
Now Vrindavan was situated, I think, something like 1,000 or 2,000 kilometers away.
Vrindavan je bio od tog mjesta udaljen 1,000 ili 2,000 kilometara.
He had been in Vrindavan in his spiritual vision.
On je bio u Vrindavanu u svojoj duhovnoj viziji.
So the people, you know, they didn't believe that.
Ali ljudi nisu to vjerovali.
I don't know how you would have reacted when this would have been happening to you.
Ne znam kako biste vi reagirali kada bi se vama tako nešto desilo.
Imagine you come and you know, you need something from Daran Udava and he takes a stick, you know, and says chibe chibe. And,
zamislite, želite nešto Daran Udava i on uzme štap i onda vas otjera poput psa.
Yeah. And then later you hear it was not meant to you but to some event which took place 1,000 kilometers.
I kasnije čujete da to nije bilo namijenjeno vama već nečemu što se događalo tisućama kilometara dalje.
You would tend to disbelieve Daran Udava.
Vjerovatno ne biste baš vjerovali Daran Udava.
But so these rich men, they sent a telex, click 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 click, this telegram, yes, to Radhakund to find out if maybe the people living there, they had seen such a thing, that a goat ate on the holy tulasi plant.
Bogati ljudi su poslali telegram do Radhakund, odnosno do mjesta na Radhakundu, da bi saznali od tih ljudi da li se zaista tako nešto desilo sa jarcem koji je htio jesti tulasi biljku.
It was a return paid telegram.
To je bio telegram gdje je već bila plaćena povratna informacija, povratna poruka.
And you will be surprised to hear that yes, three people had seen how the goat was eating on the tulsi and then all of a sudden felt very shocked and ran back from where it came.
I bit ćete iznenađeni da čujete da je troje ljudi vidjelo jarca koji je htio jesti tulasi biljku i odjednom je bio jako šokiran i pobjegao je od nje.
Yeah, as if there was someone who had taken a stick and said chibe chibe.
Kao da ga je neko sa štapom otjerao poput psa.
Always new words.
Descriptive.
Yeah. So this is the level these great souls are on.
To je nivo na kome se nalaze te velike duše.
They are not in the body like we are in the body.
Oni nisu u tijelu kao što smo mi u tijelu.
In the sense that they have no identification with this body and they exist on simultaneously on the spiritual platform.
U smislu da se ne poistovjećuju sa ovim tijelom i da istovremeno postoje na duhovnom nivou.
In his old age, Gokishodas Babaji became very old. His eyesight failed him.
U starosti Gokishodas Babaji on je jako mu je slabio vid.
And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur wanted to take him to Calcutta.
I Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur ga je želio
to get a pair of glasses.
Odvesti u Kalkutu da mu pribavi par naočala.
But he was not at all interested in this.
Ali on uopće nije bio zainteresiran za to.
Because his vision was on another level.
jer njegova vizija je bila na drugom nivou.
There was very strong.
I stoga je bila vrlo snažna.
On that level where most of us are either partially or totally blind, he was seeing.
Na tom nivou na kojem smo mi ili djelomice ili potpuno slijepi, on je vidio.
And therefore he said, I will never go to the material world called Calcutta. He didn't want to leave the holy dam.
Istoga je rekao, nikad neću otići u materijalni svijet zvani Kalkuta. Nije želio napustiti sveto mjesto, svetu damu.
In Vrindavan you see a picture which was painted by a physically blind man.
U Vrindavanu možete vidjeti sliku koju je nacrtao fizički slijep čovjek.
In whose spiritual vision the divine pastimes of Radha and Krishna was revealed.
U čijoj su duhovnoj viziji razotkrivene božanske zabave Radhe i Krishne.
Once Gokushodas Babaji came early in the morning from a very distant place to visit Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur.
Jednom je Gokushodas Babaji sa vrlo udaljenog mjesta došao do da posjeti Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakura.
It was very, very dark. He came in the early morning. That meant he had traveled the whole night. It was dark and there was a jungle to cross, which was impassable. And so on. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur naturally was full of wonder. How did you come here?
Bilo je, on je došao rano jutro, što znači da je cijelu noć putovao i bilo je znači vrlo mračno i on je prošao kroz džunglu koja je bila neprolazna i onda se Šila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati ga je zapitao, pa kako si ti došao ovdje?
How could you see?
Kako si mogao vidjeti?
It was dark night.
Bila je tamna noć.
In this jungle infested with tigers, tigre, is impassable.
I ta džungla puna tigrova je neprolazna, neprohodna.
And anyways, you can almost see nothing with your eyes any longer.
I ti više gotovo i ništa ne možeš vidjeti svojim očima.
So Gokushodas Babaji laughed his mysterious laughing.
Gokushodas Babaji se nasmijao svojim misterioznim smijehom.
And said, oh, one person was leading me.
I rekao je, jedna osoba me je vodila.
To je Krishna.
To je Krishna?
Yes. Now, what lesson can we take from Gokushodas Babaji?
Kakvu lekciju možemo naučiti od Gokushodas Babaji?
One lesson is that he was extremely strict.
Jedna lekcija je da je bio izuzetno striktan.
He did not like at all hypocrisy on the spiritual path.
Nije ni malo volio licemjerje na duhovnom putu.
Once there was a person who was known in the Holy Dham as someone who was very very religious.
Tada je živjela jedna osoba koja je bila poznata na tom svetom mjestu kao vrlo religiozna.
But secretly he had illicit affairs with many women.
Ali tajno on je imao puno nezakonitih veza, odnosa sa mnogim ženama.
This was not known to anyone.
To niko nije znao.
But one night when Gokushodas Babaji was chanting, he all of a sudden said out, oh, so and so is again breaking the principles.
A jedne noći kada je Gokushodas Babaji mantrao, on je rekao, taj ponovno krši principe.
In this way there was a huge scandal and this person was made impossible.
I na taj način je ispao veliki skandal i ta osoba je made impossible.
Yes. He was no longer to accept it.
A nije više bio tako prihvaćena ta osoba, nije cijenjena.
One time He preached to someone like this.
Jedno mi je propovjedao jednoj sličnoj osobi.
He preached very heavy to someone.
Propovjedao je vrlo žestoko.
Bringing him to the point of strictness in devotional service.
Želeći da dovede osobu do poante striktnosti u duhovnom životu.
And he felt, this person felt very sad. Oh, now I have been so much criticized.
I ta osoba se osjećala jako tužna. Oh, sada sam tako puno iskritiziran.
What shall I do now?
Što sam
tada? Kokushodas Babaji has told that I'm very slabby and lenish.
Kokushodas Babaji mi je rekao da sam vrlo slabi, len.
So Kokushodas Babaji said, every day you are prepared to hear how the materialist criticize you.
Svaki dan si spreman čuti kako te materialisti kritiziraju.
You are prepared to listen how your wife is telling you to buy so many things.
Spreman si čuti kako ti tvoja žena govori da kupiš toliko puno stvari.
And then when the sadhu comes and mercifully wants to help you to become free from entanglement, then all of a sudden you feel sad.
A kad dođe sadu i milostivo ti želi pomoći da se oslobodiš zapletenosti, iznenada postaneš tužan.
Where is your logic?
Kakva je tvoja logika?
And then he began to understand that yes, the heavy words of the sadhu are meant for his own interest.
I onda je počeo shvaćati da oštre riječi sadhu su namijenjene njegovom vlastitom interesu.
He was so free from the desire to fame, for fame, you cannot even imagine it.
On je bio toliko slobodan od želje za slavom da to ne možete ni zamisliti.
A sign of a conditioned soul is that he always wants to be praised by others.
Znak uvjetovane duše je da uvijek želi da je drugi slave.
He always wants recognition.
Uvijek želi priznanje.
Name, fame and glory, the same old story. Isn't it? This is the song, yes.
Ime, slava, ugled, to je ista stara priča. To je pjesma.
Artita's hit song.
Yeah. Artihina hit pjesma.
Yeah. This is a very, very great desire of every conditioned soul.
Svaka uvjetovana duša ima jako, jako snažnu tu želju.
It's a desire which is stronger than the desire for money and even for sexual pleasures.
To je želja koja je snažnija od želje za novcem i čak za seksualnim zadovoljstvima.
This is even what Mao Zedong's widow said.
To je ono što je udovica Mao Zedonga rekla.
Yeah. She said, young people think that the highest attraction in life is sexual energy. What?
Rekla je da mladi ljudi misle da je seksualni život najprivlačniji u životu.
They don't know.
Oni ne znaju.
Power and recognition is the best.
Moć i ugled ili priznanje su najbolji.
She was a little materialistic.
Bila je malo materialistička osoba.
But it is a fact.
Ali to je činjenica.
This is the greatest attack, a binding force.
To je najsnažnija sila, vezujuća sila.
Now, Gokushodas Babaji was so much against it, you cannot understand. We cannot understand.
Mi ne možemo ni shvatiti koliko je Gokushodas Babaji bio protiv toga.
I think that is also what he taught Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, his very qualified and only disciple, by the way.
I ja mislim da je to stvar koje je također poučavao Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakura, svog prekrasnog i jedinog učenika.
You might remember having heard that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, one who praises me, he is my enemy.
Mislim da se sjećate ono što je rekao Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, onaj ko me hvali je moj neprijatelj.
Once when he was lecturing, there was a man who followed him who always interrupted his lectures and said what the speaker just said is totally wrong.
Jednom dok je on davao lekcije, jedan čovjek mu je stalno upadao i govorio kako to što govori je pogrešno.
Now, I don't know if you ever gave lectures, but if this happens to you, it's not very nice, you know. You feel like a fool before everyone.
Ne znam jeste li ikada davali lekcije, ali nije baš lijepo kada vam se to desi i osjećate se kao budala pred svima.
He always disturbed like this.
I tako ga je uvijek uznemiravao.
So the disciples had an idea that maybe they should just, before he came, just take him at a lonely place and, you know, just have a very serious meeting with him.
Njegovi učenici su imali ideju da tu osobu prije početka lekcije odvedu na usamljeno mjesto i imaju vrlo ozbiljan sastanak sa njom.
Yes. That from their perspective they thought like this.
Oni su iz svog ugla gledali na taj način.
Now, when Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur heard about it, he forbade it.
Kada je Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur čuo za to, on im je to zabranio.
He is my friend.
On je moj prijatelj.
He teaches me to remain humble.
On me poučava da ostanem ponizan.
And when this person died,
i kad je ta osoba umrla,
a natural death,
prirodnom smrću,
then Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur was crying.
Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur je plakao,
but not false tears, real
ali
tears.
Ne lažne suze, već prave.
Oh, it's so sad that he has died now.
Tako je tužno da je sada on umro.
Because no one except for him will do this.
Jer niko osim njega to više neće činiti.
It's very difficult for us to follow, isn't it?
To je vrlo teško za nas da slijedimo, zar ne?
What do you think?
Što mislite?
Can you feel like Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur? This way? It's very difficult.
Možete li osjećati poput Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakura? To je vrlo teško.
Theoretically we might try to feel for half a second like this.
Teoretski možemo za pola sekunde pokušati da osjećamo tako.
But this will also be theoretical.
Ali to će također biti teoretski.
See, the great souls, they know that there is a different reality than the reality we partake at this present moment.
Velike duše znaju da postoji druga stvarnost koja se razlikuje od ove u kojoj sada živimo.
They know that there is Krishna and the eternal kingdom of God.
Oni znaju da postoji Krishna i vječno carstvo Boga.
And this knowledge just makes them so super careful about dealing in this material world.
I to znanje ih čini super, jako super pažljivim u djelovanju u ovom materijalnom svijetu.
They know that there is a knot in the heart.
Oni znaju da postoji čvor u srcu.
Which is made tighter and tighter and tighter by recognition, fame and glory.
Koji uz ugled, slavu i uz ugled i slavu i priznanje postaje sve čvršći i čvršći.
And therefore they are so afraid of this.
I stoga se jako boje toga.
Madhavendra Puri is another brilliant example.
Madhavendra Puri je još jedan briljantan primjer.
You remember once he came to the temple of Chirachora Gopinath and he desired to hear, to taste a certain preparation of Amrita Keli, it's a milk preparation.
Jednom je došao u hram Kshirachore Gopinata i htio je kušati preparaciju Amrita Keli, to je mliječna preparacija.
This Amrita Keli was a speciality of this temple and he desired to know how it was tasting so that he could possibly cook the same preparation for his deity in on Gorbadan.
Ta Amrita Keli je bio specijalitet tog hrama i on je htio kušati tako da bi mogao istu preparaciju napraviti za svoje božanstvo na Govardanu.
So he thought about this before the offering of this Amrita Keli on one evening when he was a guest of the temple.
Jedne večeri kada je bio gost tog hrama, on je tako razmišljao o tome prije ponude, prije nešto je bila ponuđena ta preparacija tom božanstvu Šila Čaragopinata.
But then he felt, oh no, what a rascal I am. Before Krishna has enjoyed, I think of my own enjoyment.
I onda je pomislio, oh kakav sam ja nitkov, prije no što je Krishna uživao, ja mislim na moje uživanje.
So, in actuality, he did not think of his enjoyment. He wanted to taste it as a, you know, to find out if it was suitable for his deity.
Ali zapravo on nije mislio na svoje uživanje, želio je samo kušati da bi mogao pripremiti sličnu preparaciju za svoje božanstvo.
But still he felt like that.
Ali ipak je osjećao tako.
So he went to the Aratik.
Otišao je na Aratik.
And then immediately left into for a marketplace. He did not wait until the prasadam was served.
I onda je odmah otišao na tržnicu, nije čekao dok nije čekao na, dok je došlo služenje prasadama.
You know, before the aratik there is the offering, then there's the aratik, then they take and after the aratik the prasadam is served to devotees.
Prije aratija je ponuda, zatim je aratik i onda posle toga se služi prasadam baktama.
But he didn't wait so long.
Ali on nije čekao na to.
Instead, on the dark marketplace where nothing was going on any longer, he was just sitting and chanting the whole night, regretting his sinful desire.
On je otišao na tržnicu i u tami mantrao cijelu noć, sjećajući se svoje, pod znakom navoda, grešne želje.
So in that night, the pujari had a dream.
Tokom te noći, Pujari je imao san, sanjao je nešto.
Krishna appeared in the dream and said, I stole one pot of Amrita Keli, seven were offered, and I kept it behind my cloth. That's why you couldn't find it when you wanted to take the pots. You only found six pots.
Krishna se pojavio tom Pujariju, osobi koja obožava božanstva, u snu, i rekao je, ja sam ukrao jednu posudu sa Amrita Kelijem i zato nisi mogao, zato ti je nedostajala jedna, umjesto sedam našao si šest posuda i ja sam je sakrio ispod svoje odjeće.
And it was a fact, the pujari remembered he had carried seven pots on the altar, but then when he came in after the offering he found only six.
I to je bila činjenica, pujari se sjećao da je odnio sedam posuda na altar za ponudu, ali kada je bila ona završena, onda je našao samo šest posuda.
Now go to immediately to the altar and take that pot which I have hidden under my cloth, and go to the marketplace and give it to Madhavendra Puri.
I onda je božanstvo reklo Pujariju, naredilo mu je, odmah idi na oltar i uzmi tu posudu koja se nalazi ispod moje odjeće i odmah odi na tržnicu i daj tu preparaciju Madhavendri Puriju.
Pujari woke up from this dream, strange dream.
Pujari se probudio iz tog čudnog sna.
Maja. But then he really remembered that he had carried seven pots in and he could only find six when he came in the altar, to the altar after the offering.
Onda se doista sjetio da je odnio sedam posuda za ponudu, a kasnije ih je bilo samo šest.
So he thought, let us see.
Onda je pomislio, hajde da vidimo.
He took a quick shower.
Brzo se otuširao.
Dressed in fresh clothes.
Obukao čistu odjeću.
And carefully opened the altar.
I pažljivo otvorio oltar.
Went to the deity and behind the cloth he found the pot.
Prišao božanstvu i iza božanstva pronašao posudu.
To je Krishna.
And
so he put the pot, took the pot, went to the marketplace and shouted out loud, is there anyone with the name Madhavendra Puri?
On je uzeo tu posudu i otišao na tržnicu i povikao, da li postoji iko sa imenom Madhavendra Puri?
So you only heard chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, in some corner of the market.
Umjesto odgovora mogli ste čuti samo u nekom kutu tržnice Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, mantranje.
Is there anyone called Madhavendra Puri?
Ima li ikoga koji se zove Madhavendra Puri?
He didn't, Madhavendra Puri didn't answer. He just felt so bad.
Madhavendra Puri u stvari nije odgovorio, nego se osjećao loše.
Chira Chora Gopinath. No, Gopinath at that time has stolen a pot of Amrita Keli for someone called Madhavendra Puri. He may come now and collect this pot from me.
Gopinath je ukrao posudu s Amrita Kelijem za osobu koja se zove Madhavendra Puri i on sada mora doći k meni i uzeti tu posudu.
When Madhavendra Puri heard that, he felt great ecstasy and he ran to take the pot.
Kada je Madhavendra Puri to čuo, osjetio veliku ekstazu i potrčao je ka tom puđariju da uzme posudu.
And then now listen what happened now.
A sada slušajte što se dogodilo.
Then he thought, oh, everyone will tomorrow will know about this story.
Onda je on pomislio, sutra će svi znati za ovu priču.
And then they will come and praise me that I'm a great devotee.
I onda će doći i hvaliti me da sam veliki bhakta.
And this is very bad for me.
A to je vrlo loše za mene.
Because I'm not a great devotee.
Jer nisam veliki bhakta.
I'm very fallen.
Jako sam pao.
So he left the same night and no one knew where he went to.
I on je iste noći otišao i niko nije znao kamo je otišao.
It is described he took every day a little bit of this wonderful preparation and after the pot was finished he broke the clay pot and every day took a little of the pot and just sucked it in his mouth until it dissolved.
On bi svaki dan uzeo pomalo od te preparacije, a nestalo te preparacije, kada bi pojao, častio tu cijelu preparaciju, onda bi
renounced in an external sense, but more important in an internal sense.
I ne samo postati odvojeni u vanjskom smislu, već više u unutarnjem smislu.
You can renounce externally, but internally you might still be so attached to name, fame and glory, the same old Hare Krishna.
Izvanski možete se odreći od toliko puno stvari, ali unutra možete još uvijek biti vezani za ime, ugled i slavu.
Okay, this morning we have to a little faster than usual. Do you have any questions?
Ovog jutra moramo biti malo brži nego obično. Imate li nekakvih pitanja u vezi sa ovim?
Yes. Gopal. What? How Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur became his disciple?
Kako je Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur postao učenik od Gorkeshwar Das Babaji?
Actually, Gorkeshwar Das Babaji didn't want to have any disciples.
U stvari, Gorkeshwar Das Babaji nije želio imati nijednog učenika.
He felt not qualified.
Osjećao se nekvalificiranim za to.
To lead anyone to Krishna.
Da bilo koga vodi do Krishne.
So, finally, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur came to him and said, please accept me.
Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur mu je došao i rekao, molim te prihvati me.
Without getting your shelter, I'm totally shelterless in this world.
Bez da dobijem tvoje utočište, ja sam bez zaštite, bez utočišta u ovom svijetu.
So Gorkeshwar Das Babaji said, I will ask Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Gorkeshwar Das Babaji je rekao, pitat ću Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
If he says, all right, then I can accept you.
Ako on kaže u redu, onda te mogu prihvatiti.
Then the next time Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur met him. He asked, so what does your Chaitanya Mahaprabhu say?
Следующий put когда ga je Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati susreo, pitao ga je, što je tvoje Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rekao?
Oh, I didn't have the opportunity to ask him as of yet.
Još nisam dobio priliku da ga pitam.
He really didn't want.
Zaista nije htio imati učenika.
Finally, it was one day after a long time had gone by, Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur met him on a bridge.
Nakon što je prošlo dugo vreme, Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur ga je susreo na jednom mostu.
He said, please accept me as your disciple.
Rekao, molim te, prihvati me za svog učenika.
Now you must know there was no one as qualified as Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur.
Morate znati da nije bio, da niko drugi nije bio kvalificiran kao Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur.
He was a son of Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
On je bio sin Bhaktivinoda Thakura.
He was a scholar.
Bio je učenjak.
A Vaishnav scholar.
Vaishnavski učenjak.
He was the great, most well-known astrologer at that time.
I bio je najpoznatiji astrolog u to vrijeme.
He had in Calcutta a discussion group which where the greatest intellectuals of that time took place.
U Calcutta je imao grupu od najvećih intelektualaca tog doba koji bi diskutirali.
It was called the Autumn Assembly. The Autumn, like the
fall.
Fall, yes.
Oni su se zvali jesenski skup.
He had written books and had won many debates. He was a great scholar.
On je pisao knjige i pobjedio na mnogim raspravama i bio veliki učenjak.
And he was a pure devotee.
I bio je čisti bhakta.
An eternally perfect soul.
Vječno savršena duša.
Kako što je Babaji? No. It's not possible for me. I'm so fallen.
A Gorki što das Babaji je mislio, to nije moguće za mene da te prihvatim. Ja sam tako pao.
So, Bhaktisiddhanta said, if you are not going to accept me, I will just jump down this most and end this useless life.
Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati rekao, ako me nećeš prihvatiti, skočit ću sa ovog mosta i okončati ovaj beskoristan život.
Nego, ako je što, seeing, he saw the sincerity of Bhaktisiddhanta.
Gorki Shor je vidio iskrenost Bhaktisiddhante.
It was not that Bhaktisiddhanta, you know, put a revolver on his head like that.
Nije da je Bhaktisiddhanta uperio revolver prema njegovoj glavi na taj način.
He really was desperate.
On je doista bio nesretan.
But not fanatic.
Ali nije bio fanatik.
He was really desperate.
Bio je doista nesretan zbog toga.
And then Gorkhishoras Babaji said, well, Urednu.
Onda Gorkhishoras Babaji rekao, Uredu?
Uredu, not Urednu. Uredu. Yes? Nityananda Lam.
What was the relationship between Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur and Gorkhishoras Babaji?
Kako je bio odnos između Bhaktivinoda Thakura i Gorkhishora Das Babaji-a?
Bhaktivinoda Thakur was the shiksha guru of Gorkhishora Das Babaji, which means the instructing spiritual master.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur je bio shiksha guru Gorkhishora Das Babaji-a, što znači bio mu je duhovni učitelj koji mu je davao instrukcije.
Okay, so thank you very much.
Puno vam hvala.
Srila Gorkhishora Das Babaji ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaur Premananda Hari Prabhu.
Jai.